He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
We are in the final days of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my next guest is Dr. Julia White. She is a radiation oncologist at Ohio State University's James Cancer Hospital, and she's going to talk about a new breakthrough for women who are unfortunately faced with needing to get radiation therapy, but how a new technique can actually help make the therapy more effective. Doctor, what's the deal? What's the new thing that actually helps the radiation therapy become more effective?
So it's a new thing that actually has been gaining traction over probably the last decade or so, and it's really geared towards women who would have elected to keep their breast because they have an early stage breast cancer. And then we know that when you have a lumpectomy or just a breast conserving surgery, you have to have the breast radiotherapy afterwards to make your treatment just as good as breast removal. And breast radiotherapy on the whole is very, very safe. And most of it, however, is given when a patient is lying on her back. Mm-hmm. In that, there's been lots of good methods out there showing how to do that in a safe manner. However, for certain women, when they lie on their back, the way their breast falls or the shape of their breast makes it a little bit more challenging to encompass the breast in the radiotherapy and avoid the lung and heart underneath on the left side, or also to keep the radiation evenly distributed through the breast so it doesn't cause late scarring. So this newer method of doing it, or it's been actually shown to work in many different research studies now, is actually treating the patient while she's lying on her belly. It's called prone breast radiotherapy.
And makes the breast, sense.
Yeah, it does,
it makes
doesn't
perfect
it?
Sense, yes.
So when you lie on your back, also, if you think about it, we want you to breathe. But when mm-hmm. you breathe, then we have to put a little bigger margin around our targeting of the breast so we make sure that the breast stays within our target. And again, when you lie on your belly, the chest is immobilized. So we can actually very nicely, the breast falls forward, gravity pulls the breast away from the chest wall, and it allows us to put the radiotherapy fields more in front of the ribs and encompassing the breast so we can target it very nicely and avoid going in and having to skim the harder lung.
So my initial thought is that obviously a man designed the initial machines that were used and never really thought about that. And so how do you jerry-rig the machine so that the device that's delivering the radiation is now under the table? Does it move around? Is it like
a
C-arm?
That's a really good way to question, I have to say. And instead of having to change these are big linear accelerators. These are very large radiotherapy delivering machines with lots of energy and millions of volts going through them. We really can't change how those work. But what we can do is change the table the woman lies on. So there's specialized boards used that oftentimes builds the table up so that the patient is lying on a specialized board, usually about 18 to 24 inches above the normal treatment tabletop, that allows the breast to fall through that hole in the table.
It's like a massage table. It's like a massage table on top of the table, but instead of your head going through the hole, you have your breast going through that hole.
That's actually a pretty good way to describe that. So there's a place, I call it the superwoman pose. You're lying on your belly. You lie on the breast that has the cancer in it falls through the hole in the table. The breast that is not had any trouble, you lie on that. And then your arms are forward, kind of like you're flying. We then make sure your arms are in the same position every day to help our accuracy. And most women find that they're as comfortable lying on their belly as their back.
How long does the actual procedure take once you're in the proper position?
So for the average woman, once you're in the proper position, radiation therapy, the actual delivery of the radiation therapy is altogether about 5 to 8 minutes, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. We women are in the radiation delivery room probably about 15 to 20 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes to get you into the right position again on a daily basis. And then the machine rotates around a patient, focusing the radiation around the breast in 2 or 3 different angles. And in each angle, it gives anywhere between 30 seconds to 2 minutes of beam-on time to altogether for about 5 to 8 minutes at most.
And typically, how many days do, I know it varies based on size and, you know, tumor type, but on average, how many days does someone have to do this for?
Well, you know what? The good news is there's a lot of new research out that we don't have to deliver radiotherapy for as many treatments as we did even, say, a decade ago. So now, on average, treatments can be somewhere between 16 and 25 treatments. In many women, but not all, instead of the typical 30 to 33 treatments that every woman got up to 5 to 10 years ago. So I would say on average it's about 25 treatments, and at most around 30 or so.
And Dr.
Monday
White,
through Friday.
Is it still true, right, you were just going to anticipate my next question, is it still true that cancers don't grow on weekends?
Yeah, it is still true that cancers, well, I don't like to think it that way, but we do want your body to rest. While we only focus radiotherapy on your breast, we know that that can cause inflammation, and that can be very fatiguing for patients as a whole. So the idea is you do get a couple days in there to rest, and if you talk to a woman receiving breast radiotherapy, very often as she gets into week 3 or 4, she's happy to not come in for treatment 2 days a week, not do the drive, and not have to take the time out of her day.
And what are typical side effects using this new technique that still exists, but you've gotten rid of some of the older possible adverse side effects?
You know what, so during the course of the radiation, the side effects, whether you get your treatment lying on your back or lying on your belly, are pretty similar. You know, that's the skin is really what takes the brunt of the radiotherapy, and it can get red and sunburn feeling and sunburn looking. But what we're excited about is we find that in certain women, lying on having prone radiotherapy can cut down on the late scarring from radiation that can happen, so that their breast looks more. It doesn't have any change in appearance permanently from the radiotherapy.
And is this kind of widespread yet, or is it really only at a few different centers?
You know what? I think it's pretty patchy still. I think it's increasing dramatically in the last decade. So our center, approximately 50 to 60% of our patients get treated like this. In some centers, for instance, in New York, there's a center, New York University, where probably 80 to 90% of their patients who need breast radiotherapy get treated like this. So it is kind of patchy so far in probably the larger academic centers, but it's certainly it's become more widespread. I know at our last national meeting, looking at just talking to people, more and more centers are adopting it.
And again, if someone didn't tune in at the beginning, where is your center?
I'm at Ohio State University at the Stephanie Spillman Comprehensive Breast Center.
And is there a website people can go to read about what you're doing there?
Yes, you can. It is, if you go to just the James at osumc.edu, you will find what we're doing in breast cancer.
Excellent. Dr. Julia White, thank you for coming on the show and for taking the time to explain this new technique. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.